what time it is.
We should go make a spritz.
Let's make a spritz.
Oh my god, I'm literally so hungover.
Ugh, just send me to jail.
We should needlepoint after this. I have got to be in bed at 9 p.m.
I hope no one ever asks me to hang out again.
I definitely need another spritz.
Okay, positive Polly.
Cheers. Guess what time it is?
It's Spritz O'Clock. Good afternoon, girlies, and welcome back to the Spritz O'Clock podcast, where each week my bestie and I drink an Aperol spritz while we talk about all things girl talk, navigating your 20s, and our best advice. My name's Amanda.
And I'm Reeves.
And this week we are giving you our nighttime routines. So a while ago we did an episode on our morning routine and it only seemed natural that we gave you a nighttime routine episode as well.
You know that trend on TikTok where it's like, are you a sunrise or a sunset girly?
I haven't seen that.
It's like a trend where you text someone. I like do love a morning routine, but something about the nighttime. So this is why I think I'm a sunset girly, because I thrive when it is time for the nighttime routine.
Wait, so you text someone like a friend and you're like, am I a sunset girly or a sunrise girly? That's what you say?
Well, I'm not a girl. I just say, am I like a sunset or a sunrise? Someone told me today I was a sunrise. I got excited, but
I think I'm a sunrise. I'm not a sunset. I fall apart at night. My nighttime routine is just like damage control. Like, it's not like anything that honestly prepares me for the next day. Like, I would do everything I have to do in the morning if I could. Like, my nighttime routine is just like, how quickly can I do everything that I need to do to hit the pillow as early as possible?
I kind of feel that that's me a lot of days. But then the other days I'm like, I just get so excited because my favorite activity is laying in the bed.
But oh, I'm not a bed layer.
You have to be clean though, so.
Yeah.
That's where the nighttime routine comes into
play. No outside clothes in the bed.
Absolutely not.
Yuck.
Well, should we get into our ins and outs of the week?
Absolutely.
Okay, so my in this week is I have been listening to old music, like not like old music, but my old playlist specifically. Like, I was driving around the other night listening to One Direction, and it really just brought me back to my old days when I was obsessed with them, and it brought back so many memories. So I've been listening to a bunch of my old playlist.
Mm. I love listening to old playlists. I will say, sorry, I'm just laughing because you said you were obsessed with One Direction, and I was thinking, not to make this about me, but I was never obsessed with a boy band. Like, I never had that like obsession with Justin Bieber or like One Direction like other girls did. I don't know why. I just like didn't get it.
I was like sickly obsessed with the Jonas Brothers, and then it went to One Direction.
I was really obsessed with Zac Efron. That's like mm-hmm. the only like High School Musical. Like, yeah. I was obsessed with Troy Bolton, but I was never like,
so she liked the pretty boys.
Yeah.
And I liked the boy bands.
Well, we talked about, okay, have y'all seen the movie Challengers? I'm asking y'all as if like y'all can respond. Anyways, me and Reeves have both seen it, and I saw it after Reeves. I saw it last night with some other friends, and Reeves came over today. And I was like, oh my God, I love Challengers. Like, ugh, like art. He's such a fine looking man or something. And Reeves literally gasped because she's like, I think art is so ugly, and I think art is the cute one between Patrick, I think that's the other guy's mm-hmm. name, and art. Art is way better looking. Patrick looks like a crackhead.
No, sorry. Sorry. Patrick kind of did something to me. I liked him.
You like the grungy, like grungy boys. Like, I like a clean cut man.
I like a clean cut man. I think I just liked Patrick's
like homelessness. Like, is that what really did it for you? The sleeping in his car, like having to steal the Egg McMuffin from the lady working the check-in at a local tennis tournament because he was so hungry.
You know, I don't think it was that. I think it was his BDE that I liked. I don't know.
But his BDE was like the worst type of BDE where it's literally just fake, you know? Like, he's actually the biggest loser and has no reason to have BDE, and yet he still does. Like, oh my God, people like that trigger me. Like, where does your confidence come from? Because you shouldn't have any. You should be
He knew he was good at tennis. That's why he had BDE. And he knew he was hotter than art.
But he's gonna, like, literally die on the streets.
I think like by the end, I'm sure he like gets it together. Is there going to be a Challengers 2?
I need one.
I need answers.
I need Zendaya to get literally left on the curb, like thrown to the wolves, because I hate her. That character she plays, whatever, Tashi Duncan.
Yeah, she's just so bitchy and manipulative.
Ugh, sorry. We'll stop boring you guys with this movie commentary, but it was just a really, like, intriguing. I haven't watched a movie that ruffled my feathers like that in quite some time. Like, I felt, like, really flustered when I left that theater. Like, I was just, like, triggered.
I was flustered, but I left confused on how to feel about it. And then when they did that scene where, like, it was just from the point of view of the tennis ball, I was like, I'm going to throw up in the movie theater. I was also in an IMAX theater, so I was like, I'm going to puke right now.
Yeah, that was crazy. Anyways, you guys got to go see it. I just feel like movies recently, actually, okay, here's my out for this week. I had a different out, but I'm changing it to this. My out is I feel like every movie these days is an artsy movie. I know. Like, they just don't make rom-coms. Like, no. They don't make, like, Devil's Wear Prada and Love Actually and He's Just Not Into You movies anymore. Like, I want to see Valentine's Day 2.0. I want to see, like, mm-hmm. I want to see Father of the Bride stuff. Like, that's what I want to see. Like, they just don't make, like, The Holiday, like, a classic. Just good, like, feel good but still well done, great acting, like the set design is like Nancy Myers, you know what I mean? Like, that just doesn't exist anymore. Everything these days is like artsy and it always has to have like some weird like push sexual, like chemistry, like mm-hmm. exploring your sexuality moment, which I'm not opposed to in some movies, but like, why does every movie have that now?
I know. And they're just like trying to push an idea on you, or like it's just like political, or like, I don't know, I'm just
like, I just want to feel good.
Yeah,
I'm not watching a movie to feel like mentally challenged.
Have you seen The Idea of You?
No. With Anne Hathaway? I've been begging Max to watch that, but he doesn't like rom-coms.
Talk
naturally.
About like boy band, like this really brought me back to my One Direction phase, because it's based off of a Harry Styles fan fiction, and Harry Styles is like, that is my man, like he's my celebrity crush. But it was the cutest movie, and Anne Hathaway looks gorgeous in it. I don't know how she's like 40 or 50.
40. I need to get the number of her doctors, because that is what I want to look
like. She looks perfectly preserved.
I just want to be preserved. You know, like, I don't want to change anything. I just want to be like frozen in a little like hyperbolic chamber or something.
And she doesn't look like she has all this filler. Like, she just literally looks like she froze.
Do you think at night, like when she crawls into bed, it's like actually like a secret little freezer that she sleeps in that just like makes her young forever?
Like an incubator.
Like, yeah. Like, what is she doing? Because she looks the same in 2006 as she does today.
I know. Like, Anne, get on a Vogue Beauty Secrets video, because like, we need to know your beauty secrets.
Yeah. What's your out?
So my out this week, I was thinking about it actually on the drive here to Amanda's house to record. And I was thinking about Stagecoach and how this year I feel like country music has become this like huge bandwagon that people are jumping on. And I'm like, I've been here this whole time. Like, why is everyone jumping on this country music bandwagon? And now country music is getting like super pop sounding. And I'm just like not here for it.
I love 90s country music. Like, mm-hmm. I love, like, a Garth Brooks.
Yes.
Like, I love, like, a Gary Allen or a Dixie Chicks. Like, I like some old country music, and I love Texas country mm-hmm. music. That's, like, a whole different road we could go down. But I agree. Like, why does everyone think they can just all of a sudden be a fan? Like, it's really upsetting when your whole life you've, like, been raised around something, and it was something that was so, like, niche to who you were and where you came from, which I feel like is anybody in, like, Texas or the South. Like, we all just grow up with country music mm-hmm. and now all of these people from like New Jersey.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, it wasn't like, for you. This isn't for you. This is for rednecks only. Like, literally, you've got to be from the sticks.
Like, I'm literally from Alabama.
Yeah, like,
well, this. I'm obsessed with Morgan Wallen. I love him like everyone else, but I don't know, I just, it's this whole, it really was like Stagecoach this year. Granted, I would have given like my left arm to be there. I was just not lucky enough this year, but maybe next year. But anyways, I don't know. I think it was just thinking about Stagecoach and how it was just a whole thing this year.
No, I feel like country music is going down a road right now that I don't like. It's really poppy, and it's including all of these people that are like from the North.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, I love Zach Bryan, and he's not like that.
I want to include them in it. Like, I'm acting like I own, like, I'm the CEO of Country Music Incorporated. Like, I think it is for everyone, but I just, like, everyone's saying they've been a fan for so long, and they're fans of these people, and it's like, you haven't been there since day one. You haven't been there since, like, 99.5 The Wolf, like, driving to high school. Like, that is, like, that is my childhood, like, literally going, 99.5 The Wolf, Texas Country, or whatever.
I have this
93.3, no, not 96.3 was the other one. Ugh, it really makes me mad.
I used to wake up to the country music radio station, like, on my alarm clock, and I remember vividly waking up in my childhood bedroom to Kenny Chesney, You Save Me, and being like, wow, this is such a good song, before, like, fourth grade.
what's the one where he goes, like, I went
skydiving.
Yeah.
Live Like You Were Dying.
Rocky Mountain Climbing. That's what me and my dad would listen to on the way to school.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Wait, another one that I feel like nobody that claims they're a country music fan, the Stagecoach, like, fakey, mm-hmm. like, fake country music, they're all fake. Oh my God, that was like the most stutter I've ever had come out of my mouth, that sentence. But it's the
a single mom who works two jobs, who loves the kids and never stops.
And they just think it's the TikTok song. And you're like, no, that's Reba. No, they know that from TikTok. Like, they didn't, like, watch Reba. Like, they didn't watch, like, the country music, the CMT channel. Literally. Like, that's not just an award show. Like, it literally was a whole television mm-hmm. channel where you could watch, like, Dolly Parton specials and a single mom who works two jobs, like, after school.
My dad used to drop me off to pre-K listening to Country Boy Can't Survive. I'd sing it on the way to pre-K.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what shaped me into who I am today.
Yeah.
Anyways, enough of our country music rant.
Okay, my end this week, total 180 from what we were just talking about, my humble beginnings. I am having a Meredith Blake summer, and that is my end. Like, I don't know what I'm calling it yet. I think it's like a chic summer, but I've been obsessed with black and white,
mm-hmm.
the black and white combination in clothing. I just hate color right now. I don't know why.
Neutral diet.
It's like, the summer months come around and I just like feel really overwhelmed by all the colors.
I just always wear white in the summer.
I love white. But all you know white. What I hate? Now that all of our friends are like getting engaged and married, you can't really wear white to that many things anymore because everything's like an engagement or a wedding or like a bridal shower. And then I'm like, wait, I can't wear white.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't know what to wear to Amanda's engagement because I was like, everything I own for this weather is white and she's the bride. So
I love white.
Oh, it's like the prettiest color. It makes you look tan.
I know. Ugh, what's like the next best? Like light blue?
Yeah, that's my favorite color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like an OG light pink girl, but I go through phases where I'm a light blue girl. Like right now I'm a light blue girl, but I'll be a pink girl one day again.
I know. I'm the same way. Like I alternate between the two. Right now I'm totally light blue.
I'm definitely in my light blue era. It's just so hard to pick other colors besides white. Like, white is the best color mm-hmm. for clothing.
No, it is. And black.
Yeah. And black.
It makes you look instantly like 10 pounds skinnier.
Ugh, love. Anyways, now we can talk about our nighttime routines.
I'm excited for this.
Reeves, why don't you give us ours first? Yours first.
Okay. Okay. So, I usually get off work around 5 or 5:30. You know, it varies on the day, but usually like 5 or 5:30. And after that, I usually have like two different types of days after work. So for instance, yesterday, I closed my laptop and was like, you know what? Mama needs a cocktail. And I texted my friend and I ended up at a bar watching a hockey game. We got there at 6:30. I got home at midnight. So that's one day. Like, the days can be very different.
You're either like absolutely feral or you're like the biggest homebody, like most wholesome routine ever.
No, it's one or the other.
Like, no in between.
No in between. So that was yesterday. But like today, we're going to like be a wholesome, cute angel rotting girl. So I get off work at like 5 or 5:30 and then I'll close my laptop and kind of like sit on my couch and kind of like pick up my space, clean up, or sometimes I'll go on a walk or go to Core Power, but like God knows I probably don't do that. So that's like once a month. And then after that, I'll cook dinner. You know, that happens once a month. Or I get takeout. For example, tonight I got a quarter pounder from McDonald's.
Risa, people listening to this are probably people who eat like vegetables regularly. So we should really like consider that.
No, literally. I'm sorry. I don't
eat this vegetables. This is a normal people's nighttime routines. Like we are not like eating our CMOS supplements before bed and doing a transcendental meditation. Whatever that's
this
called.
This is just like real, raw, true what we're doing. So, or I'll get takeout or I'll get dinner with friends, but actually realistically I'll make buttered noodles. So whenever I say I'll cook dinner, I'll probably make ramen or buttered noodles. So that happens. And then after that, I hate being in outside clothes. And keep in mind, I work from home, so I really don't leave during the day, but just the clothes I've been in all day, like we need to put on some jammies. So at this point, I will shower or take a bath. It depends on my hair washing schedule, but love a bubble bath. I've talked about the Dr. Teal's melatonin bubble bath that I swear like literally puts you straight to bed. But, or I'll take a shower, which I love going to bed with wet hair. It's like something I really have to do. Do you dry your hair before bed?
No. If I wash my hair at night, I will go to bed with it wet.
Yeah, me too. But I remember like when I was a child, my mom would be like, you're going to get bugs on your pillow.
Okay, so when so funny story about me, I don't think many people know this, not to make this about myself again, but I was an exchange student in Lima, Peru when I was a senior in high school. And I, when I was in high school, would go to bed every single night. I would wash my hair every single day and I would go to bed with it wet and I would sleep with it wet because I went to an all-girls school and I was going to the all-girls school version of my school that existed in Lima, Peru. That's like why I was there. And the mom that I was living with, oh my God, my host family got so mad at me because I guess it's like a South American or like, yeah, South American thing, maybe a Peruvian thing to like, they're really superstitious, I guess, about like going to bed with your hair wet. And I remember I got in like so much trouble. The first, like the mom was freaking out that I even tried and she blow dried my hair for me. And I had to like sit there. She like pulled me out of bed to blow dry my hair. Anyways, like traumatizing memory. But it was my first night. Yeah, it was like really scary. Anyways, continue your routine.
I bet you blow dried your hair the rest of the time you were there.
I don't even think I washed it. I was like, oh, there was just, that was a lot of trauma. That trip. I had a great time, but I was humbled very quickly being an exchange student in a house that only spoke Spanish and they were vegan.
Oh, vegan.
Yeah. They were vegan. They were vegan and I am not vegan. So that was really hard for me. Anyways, made me the woman I am today. So continue your routine.
I love that. Okay, so after I shower, wash my hair and, you know, have it wet for bed, I'll probably migrate back to my couch and either watch a movie or watch Sex and the City because that's what I'm watching right now and I love it. And then once I'm getting kind of like getting kind of sleepy, I'll do my closing shift for the night because I cannot wake up to a dirty house during the week. So what this means is I will run my dishwasher, wipe off the counters, make sure my desk is pristine and everything's organized before the next day. And like everything's charged and like make sure there's no laundry that needs to be done. And then the last thing I'll do, well, obviously I'll like feed the dog, let the dog out. And then I will fluff my couch because it's the first thing I see when I turn the corner when I walk into my living room. And if my couch is not fluffed and perfect and the pillows are chopped, like it stresses me out. I can't explain it. It's just something.
No, I get that. There's certain things about my house too. Like if I walk upstairs and I walk into my bedroom and my bed's not made, it really kind of does stress me out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And the couch, I get that. If there's dishes in the sink, that stresses me.
Yeah, I can't go to bed with dishes in the sink. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I can't. Oh, and the closing shift also includes me prepping my coffee pot for the next morning. So I'll like get it ready and then it's on a timer. So it just automatically, like whenever I walk in every day at like 7:15, the coffee's hot. And it
what? No.
The Smeg has like a little timer.
Oh my God.
It's so cute.
Wait, I need that.
Mm-hmm. So it smells like coffee when I walk in.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Wait. No, it's like cute.
How much is the Smeg?
It's like two something.
Oh, that's kind of expensive. Wait.
No, yeah, it is. But it looks cute.
Wait, I have to get that.
But I think it's standard for coffee pots to have that. Like, oh my God, just hot I coffee love pots. That. Mm-hmm. I think like pretty much all of them have like a little timer on them. So I prepped that. And then I will make my hot tea and ice water. I have to go to bed at least with ice water by my bed because it's the biggest fear of mine to wake up parched with cotton mouth in the middle of the night and then have to walk to the kitchen.
Same. I like can't go to bed without a full thing of water.
Yeah. My Stanley's like filled up next to my bed. And then I go to bed drinking hot peppermint tea or like sleepy time tea from Trader Joe's. And then after that, this is when I get in the bed. And I'm super OCD about my sheets. So I have like a certain way of turning my bed down and a certain order of like how I line my pillows up against the wall on the ground.
I do too.
Yeah. I feel like it's like a common thing. So at this point, I'll get into my bed and Lulu gets in bed with me. And then this is when I turn on Love Island or YouTube. So my Love Island is specifically for my bedroom. I cannot explain this in my head. But I only watch Love Island in my room because I have these surround sound speakers by my bed. And so it literally feels like you're in the villa. So I love it. Or I'll watch YouTube. And then I'll do that kind of till I get tired. And then I'll either read a book on my Kindle or needlepoint, which I've not been needlepointing lately. I need to get back into it.
I haven't been either, honestly. It's hard with Muffin because she's in the bed with us. Yes. And does Lulu do this too? She like tries to get into the thread. Yeah.
And Lulu likes to lick. I have the, what is it? The border.
Like yeah.
And Lulu always licks that and it freaks me out.
No, it's really hard if you have a dog in the bed that's a puppy that mm-hmm. just wants to eat all of the thread and needles.
Don't need to get into the needles.
Don't need them to swallow those. That sounds like an expensive dog surgery.
No, literally. So I will do that. And then at this point, I'll spray my Slip pillow spray, like the little sleep mist stuff.
Oh, my mom has that.
I love it. And then I will take my magnesium and melatonin before bed. And then after this, I have just done this the past two nights and I'm going to incorporate it into my routine. I just got the Skinny Confidential mouth tape. I'm obsessed with this thing, this contraption. Lauren Bostic is so smart for this. I had the best night's sleep last night. Granted, the first night I woke up with it and it was like on the pillow next to me. I guess I had ripped it off and then Lulu ate it. Whatever.
Awesome.
Like love. But I had the best night's sleep last night, so I'm going to keep doing it. And apparently it like makes your jaw more defined. It makes you not snore.
It's supposed to give you like deeper sleep, like better breathing.
Mm-hmm. It has all these crazy benefits. So if you're interested, we'll link it below. And then after that, whenever my mouth is taped shut and I can't talk anymore, I will scroll through TikTok. Unfortunately, I know you're not supposed to be on your phone or whatever before bed, but gotta say night-night to TikTok. And then I'll fall asleep. So that's my nighttime routine.
I love it.
This is very in-depth. I'm so sorry.
Wait, I feel like yours is so detailed. I don't know if mine is as detailed. I'll preface my nighttime routine with saying this. I am a hardcore morning routine gal. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the type of person, when I was in high school, if I had, or even college, I would do this all the time. If I had homework and if it was past like 7:30 p.m., I would rather wake up at 4:30 a.m. and go to bed at 9 p.m. than start any type of work like that late at night. Like my brain, truthfully, like if the world revolved around me and my brain, the day would end at like 3. Like after 3 p.m., I'm a goner. Like
Amanda, me too.
I need to like do arithmetic of any kind. Like they're very specific tasks. Like if I need to send like a well thought out email like after 3, if I need to even just like sit still at a desk in an upright position past 3, it's like really hard for me. Like I'll do it, but I hate like I want to have a glass of wine at 3 every day.
Wait, Actually, like, low-key same.
I don't let myself do that, but, like, I'm, like, by 3 p.m., I'm at that point. Like, just to be very clear. Like, I'm clocked out at 3.
I will get a coffee around, like, 2 or 2:30-ish. But, like, past that, I'm like, well, it's 1 o'clock, so.
My old boss, like, what boss was this? I feel like it was when I worked in marketing. And she would always say nothing new after 2.
Love her.
And this was like my favorite boss probably I ever had.
Well, yeah, I bet.
And she'd be like, it's better to like just wrap up everything and like be done for the day and like not try to start anything new after 2, because like we would just always bond over the fact that our brains like were not fresh at that point. We're like, we're better to get here at like 7 a.m. tomorrow and like crank it out. Mm-hmm.
I'd rather do that
mindset. Like, I'm like so fresh. I'm so alert in the morning. I do like my best creative thinking in the morning. I do my best deep work in the morning. I'm just a morning gal. So realistically, my nighttime routine starts at about 3, 4 maybe, or like 5. If I don't have anything going on, like what I did today is I got in the shower at 5:30. And I love to shower twice a day. Mm-hmm. So y'all are about to think this is absolutely wild of what I'm about to say. So I live with Max, obviously my fiance. We both are 2 times a day showerers.
Y'all's water bill might be through the roof.
It's actually kind of not. Like, you would think it would be worse, but we will shower in the morning and then shower at night. So like in the morning, like if I go to Core Power, I'll shower afterwards. Like even if I just like have anything, I love to start the day with the shower and I love mm-hmm. to end the day with the shower. I feel like it's very like ceremonial for whatever reason. And it also prevents any nasty outside dirt from getting in the bed. So I will shower at like 5:30. I love to shower before I cook dinner. I love to do my nighttime skincare routine before I hit the pillow because I like to let it marinate and sink into my pores.
Yes.
So what a lot of people don't know is like if you're doing your nighttime skincare routine at 10 and then you're laying down at 10:01, like
it's wiping all off.
You're wiping it off your face. Like I would say like when you get home from work, like if you work outside the house, like whatever, even if you just work from home, do your nighttime skincare. I heard this from a dermatologist, by the way. As early as you can. Like if the sun is gone, like take the SPF off, like wash your face. Don't just like sit in your makeup at home until 10 p.m. and then go wash your face. Like wash your face as soon as you're home. In my case, I will like shower, wash off my makeup, everything as soon as I'm done. Pajamas on. Like I do not mess around with
outside clothes
if I don't have to be going outside anymore.
No.
It's over. They're gone. And I'm a big matching pajama girl. So I will shower. I'll do the nighttime skincare routine. I'll put on my matching pajamas. I absolutely hate cooking. Nothing new there. So I will muster up every amount of energy and love I have for my significant other in order to get me through that.
And that's why I bought her a crock pot.
I don't cook very often. I probably cook like 3 nights a week.
Well, I don't even do that.
We ordered like, pizza tonight.
It's so hard to cook for one. That's like my excuse that I'm going to use forever. But
yeah. So at this point, it's probably about 6:45, 6:30. And I'll be cooking dinner if I have to. I love to make taco salad. I like to make anything with ground meat because raw meat stresses me the F out. Like raw meat that you have to touch, and like ground meat, it's really easy to just like
not transfer have it to, into
yeah,
a pan.
Yeah, you don't have to touch it really. I don't know. So I've made peace with ground meat. Max gets home from work so late, so that's just like unfortunate. Usually, I will put off cooking as long as I can because he doesn't even get home until like later than 7. I mean, what time did he get home? He came home while we were recording this podcast, like almost 8 o'clock. He gets home from the office. So we will usually eat together immediately when he gets home before he showers. Then he will shower, put on his pajamas. We will take out the dog. I will do the dishes while he is like in the shower doing his thing upstairs, changing. He usually works a little bit more when he gets home.
Justice for Max.
I can't talk about it. It's like grateful for him, but like really hope there's just like a different era of life at some point where he works a little bit less and still makes money, because I just like don't know how he does it. And yeah, anyways, enough of that. But while he's like wrapping stuff up, I will like clean up the kitchen, do the dishes, load the dishwasher, get that going. Take Muffin out. Usually we will give Muffin dinner at the same time that we eat dinner. So they usually like that happens like whenever we're sitting at the table. And then I will go upstairs. I will take down the bed. I have my OCD little way that I take down the bed as well. I'm a big, like, I love to have the sheets tucked in.
Oh, yeah.
Max is the opposite. So this is, like, one of the things we've really had to compromise on. Like, he does not like to feel like his feet are, like, trapped in the bed, like, at the bottom of the bed. He's like, I've got to be able to, like, kick a leg out if I get hot. Stressful. Because when I'm making the bed in the morning,
I'm, like, to, like, leave one side.
Well, no, I still tuck it in. He untucks it every night. It's just, like, extra work for me. But whatever. Muffin sleeps in the bed with us. So we put her up in the bed with us. I crank down the AC like super low. Mm-hmm. I mean, y'all, we sleep with it on 67. I'm not even gonna
lie. I'm 66.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we sleep with it on 67. My mom thinks we're insane for that. I'm like, I don't know how y'all do. My parents sleep with it on like 73. It's geriatric how high that temperature is.
Geriatric.
It's literally awful.
Wait, I would die.
No. Sleeping at their house is like sleeping in the Sahara Desert. It is so hot.
Wait, Amanda, I would die. I'd pass away. I get hot at your house.
I know. My house is warm during the day. I like it really warm during the day. I keep it at like 72 during the day, and then I do 67 at night.
Because you can like cuddle up in bed.
Yeah. One thing we've been really bad about is I love having a glass of wine at night.
No, me too. Fatal flaw.
Like, it really is my fatal flaw, and I don't know what has happened because I never, ever used to be, like, a weeknight drinker.
It's nice when you're, like, cozy in your pajamas. It's, like, very relaxing to just unwind.
But I honestly don't really, like, hit it as hard on the weekends as I used to, mm-hmm. I will say. Like, I feel like that era of my life, like, I don't go out that much, is like kind of over. So for me and Max to like have a glass of wine, actually it's really me. He doesn't really drink as much as me, which is really not great. Like, I need to, it's always been this way though, like in our relationship.
I get into the wine too, so.
He's like a beer drinker. Like, he's not gonna have a glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like nobody drinks beer to like wind down, I feel like.
Wait, I used to. Like, I would literally sit on my apartment balcony solo alone next to Lulu's pee turf and, like, drink a Michelob Ultra.
Really? I like, don't crave that the same way I crave a glass of wine.
No, I'm, like, different now in that way. But I would, like, walk to the gas station after work and get beer. And I was like, so I'm a frat boy. It's just like... Now we're, like...
Yeah, I'm not a big beer girl, though. Like, I love a beer at, like, a lake. Mm-hmm. Or like at the beach or something, or even like during the day. Not at night though. Like, I'm not like drinking beer at night.
Like beering at night.
I'm not beering. I'm whining at night. We're winding down. Yeah.
Oh, like, jinx.
So sometimes I'll like have a glass of wine in bed. I'll break out my needlepoint. Max and I do watch TV before bed. I try to do this thing where I really like us to be off our phones at night, and then Max yells at me and he's like, you don't know what it's like to like have a boss and like blah, blah, blah. Like, I can't like just hang up the phone and be like, see ya, like I'm checking out. But his phone like vibrating every 2 seconds on the nightstand while we're trying to like watch a TV show drives me insane.
Mm-hmm.
So I make him put him on not disturb. And then he just like kind of checks it every few minutes. But I put our phones together on top of each other. On one nightstand, and I'll be like, okay, they're on a date and we're on a date. This might be like TMI. But I love to do that because I just want us to like disconnect at night and not be on our phones.
No, that's sweet.
So we will watch a movie or we'll watch a TV show. I'm kind of obsessed with Law and Order SVU right now.
See, I can't watch that, Amanda, because like I live alone.
Yeah.
And like it just freaks me out. I feel like ignorance is bliss in my case.
No, I don't know why, but I've always been obsessed with, like, kidnapping and, like, murder shows.
Oh.
Like, crime, like, true crime, I find so interesting. But it's really bad for, like, your nervous system. Like, the show, like, keeps me up. Like, it stresses me out.
No.
And anyway, so we've watched every episode from, like, season one. I think we're on season... Yo, we started watching this probably a year ago. I think, like, we're literally on season... 13 maybe now. Like, it's alarming.
Oh no, you're like committed.
Yeah, but we still have like 10 seasons to go. And I love it because Max and I are both very like routine people. So we love to like watch. We like don't get bored of the same show. We're like, oh, yes, the same show again. Like, let's rewatch it. Like, we love that predictability.
That's cute.
Everyone else, like, if they like saw our lives at night, would think we are the boringest. Like, we are so boring. Like, so, so boring.
I don't think y'all are boring.
No, we're so boring. We do the same thing every night, but I love it. I love to be boring.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll take melatonin. I'm obsessed with the Lemmy sleep gummies.
Should I get that?
Yeah, but they're always out of stock. So recently I've had to take the Ollie sleep gummies.
Well, I just like had to meet a minimum on an Instacart order from Costco. So I was like, okay, well, like,
relatable.
I need like melatonin. This damn melatonin from Costco, it does something to me. Like, wait, I have never
the Kirkland
been
brand.
No, it's not Kirk. It has like a purple top. It has like a tree on it or something. I'll look.
A tree.
I'll link it below because it's crazy. But then I saw someone talking about it on TikTok. I was like, I knew that this was some good shit. Because I've tried a lot of melatonins out there.
You got to let me know because our Lemmy Sleeps on Amazon have been out of stock. And I used to have them on the subscription on Amazon. And now I get an email from Amazon every month like,
they have
sorry,
Ulta.
Your subscription is sold. No, they're sold out at Ulta.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you some of these Costco melatonins.
Yeah, they're I need to try. But the Ollie ones are pretty good. They do the job. I like a gummy melatonin is what I've learned.
I don't like a gummy.
Oh,
because like,
no,
I've like brushed my teeth at that point and it's like,
see, I'm not gonna lie, I will pop the gummy because I'm having my glass of wine at this point. Oh my god, am I advising that you mix wine and melatonin? I've shown this on my TikTok before and someone was like, I literally gasped when you downed that melatonin with a sip of wine. And I was like, shit, I'm like a bad example. But it's like one glass of wine, one melatonin.
I mean, out.
Like, you don't even have to think about it. Anxiety, bye-bye. Who is she?
No.
If there's a bump in the night, you ain't waking up. Like, it is blissful sleep.
I kind of love that.
You know what I also forgot to say? But now that it's the summertime, part of my nighttime routine the past two summers that I love is I'll do a puzzle.
Love a puzzle.
This is so weird of me, but something about like the months of like June, July, August are like really puzzle months for me. And oh my god, this is gonna make me like sad to say this, but my younger sister, whenever she would come back home for the summers when she was in college, now she lives in Colorado, but she used to come home for the summers because we're from here and she had nowhere else to go. And she had to be with her family, but so sad for her. She like literally never comes home now. We would do puzzles together, like in the summer.
Well, I remember
now I'll do that. Like, I'll do that to, I don't know. It like makes me think of her. And we would always do them before bed together.
That's sweet. I remember last summer when we would record the podcast at your parents' house. You would have a puzzle.
Oh, I have. And I do the same puzzles every summer. I'll do an Alice. There's an Alice in Wonderland puzzle. There's an 101 Dalmatians puzzle. They're all like children, literally children's puzzles. But they're like 500 piece, 1,000 piece. They're huge puzzles. Like they'll take me a week or more to finish.
This gray Malin puzzle I was talking about literally sat on my little table in my living room for almost 2 months.
Yeah, because I'll go through phases with it. Like, yeah. Like a hungover Sunday, I love to puzzle.
No, we're not getting the same hangovers, I don't think.
Wait, I love to do anything because I get anxiety.
It's very therapeutic.
I love to do anything that will, like, distract me like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I love to needlepoint on a hungover Sunday. I love, like, because if otherwise, I will, like, meditate about my actions the night before and I'll freak out.
See, I don't do any of that. I just, like, rot. And freak out.
No, but I rot while I'm doing it. Like, I'll do it, like, and I won't even have, like, washed my face or, like, you know. I'm, like, nasty while I'm doing it. Don't get me wrong. Anyways, whatever. Back to the nighttime routine. That's really it. And then we, like, hit the lights. And we say night, night, night. Nighty new.
And they're on muff. Someone's on muff night.
Oh, I forgot to say that. So Max and I do have this thing we call muff nights where we switch off every other night who has to take care of our dog. And it's a 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. shift. And it's really just because our dog is still a puffy and she's just wild. So she usually has to go to the bathroom at 3 a.m. and she wakes somebody up by scratching your face. And then you're like, okay, take you out. We do that. I said doo-doo. Anyways.
On muff doo-doo duty.
We switch off. So that's like the person that has to like, you know, whatever, tend to her basically. Like take her out in the middle of the night, wake up with her first in the morning. And yeah. And that's like that. Really it.
I wish I had someone to do muff Lou night.
Lou nights. Does Lulu go out in the middle of the night?
No.
She'll make it. Like what time do you take her out and what time do you take her out in the morning?
The last time I take her out is usually at like 9 or like 9:30. And this girl, like, she like low-key has a big bladder because
she's a tank.
She's like a tank because I have trained that dog to be a slug. And y'all, like, she gets so mad when my alarm goes off in the morning and I wake her up. And it used to not always be like that. Like, she used to wake up at like 5 and I was like a 5 a.m.er. because of Lulu. But now she's a slug. She would actually sleep until 10, not get up to go to the bathroom type of dog. Like I lay in bed for like a while before I go let her out and she's asleep. Like she gets pissed when I try to get her up.
That's crazy. She'll go like 9:30 to like what realistically on a weekday, like 7.
She can go. I've literally like laid there for so long till like 8:30. Oh or 9, gosh. Maybe. No, she's a tank.
That's crazy. Muffin will go. The problem is she won't go to potty before we go to bed. Like, she doesn't need to go then. Mm-hmm. So then she'll go at, like, 3 a.m.
Yeah. Lulu used to do that, but she's... I've trained her to be a slug, I guess. But Lulu's way bigger than Muffin. Lulu's 20 pounds.
Yeah. I do think the small dogs, like, have to go to the bathroom more mm-hmm. often.
Yeah. But... Yeah, I, like, left Lulu out of my nighttime routine. Sorry, girl. She's, like, a big part of it.
Yeah. Oh, I do the hatch mm-hmm. At night, the little noise machine.
I do,
on
too.
On the hatch alarm clock. Well, I forgot to say that.
I kind of have beef with my hatch right now because it has been cutting off in the middle of the night, and then it won't wake me up in the mornings.
What?
So I've been using my iPhone alarm, which is so annoying, and it's, like, traumatizing. But, and then I have, like, a actual... like white noise machine from the baby section at Bed Bath & Beyond. And I put it up as loud as it'll go. So if something happens, if there's a storm or an intruder, well, I'll never know.
Yeah, that's my mindset too. It's like, I mean, they're going to be the ones waking me up. Like,
so it'll be a shock to
I'm
us.
I'm kidnapping you. Like, come on. I'm like, oh, hi.
Hi. Sorry, I was in a deep sleep. Yeah, like wine, melatonin, and hatch.
Disrupting my REM sleep, sir.
Literally. I guess that wraps up our nighttime routines.
I think so.
I can't wait to get home and do mine.
I know. I can't wait to go do mine too. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed the episode, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Spotify. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We read every single one. As always, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, ideas, or feedback, you can always DM me and Reeves on social media. I'm at It's Amanda DeWitt on Instagram and TikTok, and she's at Reeves_Lee on Instagram and TikTok. And we do have a Spritz O'Clock podcast, Instagram, TikTok, that I will link below as well. But I think that's all for now. So I hope everyone has a fabulous rest of your day, and we will see you guys here next Tuesday for a new episode. Bye.
Bye.